We're holding Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, in the Sugya of Bishlak. Previously, Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, the Gemara attempted to find a source, Midaraisa, to the Isser of Bishlakim. They were unsuccessful. And the Maskana, on top of Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, is that it's only Midarabonon, Bikro Asmachta Ba'almahi. Once we know that as a Midarabonon, now we have to start delving into the reasons behind why the Rabbanan made this gzeira. So Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, says clearly that Mishum Chasnos, like the rest of the Isurim enumerated in that Mishnah. Chazal were worried that if we eat from Macholei Akum, we will come to develop a relationship and either come to marry the person himself, herself, or come to marry a daughter. Chazal wanted to make a separation between Goy and Yisroel. Rashi over here introduces a new reason. Rashi here, Tap Rashi says, Shloi he Yisroel rogel etzle b'maychal b'mishnah. A person, again, should not develop a relationship through food and drink. V'yachlenu davar tamei. And you'll come to eat something which is not kosher. We are scared that through the course of the relationship, that will be engendered through food and drink, you'll come to be nichshal in Edvar Issa. Either he'll slip something in, or you'll inadvertently eat something just by spending time with him. So that's why they try to make a separation between Yisrael and Akum to prevent you from eating Adav Atameh. A new reason, the Mefarshim Matitzich, to answer why Rashi has to introduce a new reason. There's a Bach, and Eibishitz on it, and Makar Maim Chaim, and various other Mefarshim try to explain. However, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tor Shulchan Aruch, brings the two reasons down, and even if we find that Chasnos is the Iker reason, Aber Shemeich Lena Dabar Tomei is certainly a valid reason brought down in the Paiskim as well, and addressed by the Paiskim. I will attempt to bring a number of nafkaminas between the two reasons to see that there is a true chilek between them. Tosfos brings the name of the Ravid, who may or may not be the Ravid of the Rambam. Look in the Mefarshim. He says that this Isser of Bishul Akim is dafke if he or she cooks for you in her own house. If she cooks for you in the goy's house, that's where the Isser of Bishlakim is. But if she or he is in your house and is cooking for you, in Yisrael's house and is cooking for you, there's no problem. Ein lochush, there's no chshash of chasnus, and there's no chshash of shem yichlen adover tummy. Reason being here is, like we said, that if this chshash is that you're going to develop a relationship, that relationship is, come over to my house, let me cook you a meal. That's going to engender friendship. That's going to make a relationship. But if I'm in your house cooking a meal, we don't have that same level of friendship, and therefore they're not cheshish. Also, for the Shemich Lanadavar Tamei, if they're cooking in your own house, we assume that she'll use the ingredients that's available, or she'd be scared in your own house to introduce Macholim Tmeim into your food, so therefore there's no chashash. And Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam was not Maidah to the Ravid. Rabbeinu Tam was not Maidah, and he says that Bain in your house, Bain in her house, there's no difference. There's always an Isser, a Bishul Akim. Mordechai, when he brings down this Rabbeinu Tam, says it's because of Lai Plug. We don't find that Chazal were Machalik between Beis Yishol Akim and Beis Yishol Yisroel. However, if you look at the Lashon of Tosfos here, it seems that Tosfos is chelik because of the Tam of Shemich Lenadavar Tamei, meaning Rebbein Tam is maskim to the Ravid that there is a shvachich shash of chasnos when it's in your own house. Because, it's not engendering that friendship of come over to my house and I'll cook you a meal. However, he says, Yesh lochish shemalo yizohir, maybe they won't be careful, the basis of Yisrael, which some of Farshim learned means, like the Rashi's Tam, Hashem Yechlan Adav Atami still applies. That, I'm not masking with you. Raivit. So here we see a clear nafkemina between the two reasons. Rabbi Natan says, Als chasnas, I agree to you that in a basis shel Yisrael there's no bishalakim, but al shem yichlenu davar tamei, there still should be a chashash of bishalakim, even basis shel Yisrael. Now, if we would be able to be samech on this Raivit, most of our shailas of bishalakim would be addressed and would be mutter, because most of our shailas is, let's say, cleaning help, the household help, by mistake cook something in your house, or even not by mistake, if she's your household help, it always helps with your cooking, but you didn't turn on the fire, what happened, whatever happens. So according to the Raivid, being that the basis of Yisrael, there is no problem. But L'maisa the Machaber paskins like the Rebbeinu Tam, Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph. The Machaber says clearly there is no difference between basis of Yisrael and basis of Akim. They're both Aser. And the Rama makes no attempt to be Chaylik. So it seems that the Mechaber is paskening L'chamra. However, in Sif Dalet, in Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Dalet, in Yerdeya, the Mechaber does bring a heter. He says, Yesh mi shemater b'shvachis shalonu, there are people that are mater by the shvachis that work in our homes. And the Rama over there says, yeah, but do you have it? You could be samech on the shita. But do you have it? You could be samech on the shita. So the Mefarshim say, hey, I thought we're not paskening like the Raivid. What's this heter shvachis? So Mefarshim say that we're talking about a different heter. This heter comes from the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba says that this ganze chashash chasnos is dafke if we're talking about someone who does something beratzen for friendship. I'm going to cook you a meal. But if I'm working for you as a shifcha, there's no friendship over there. There's no chas, there's no chash chasnos. So mele shouldn't apply this ganze bishlakim when we're talking about a shifcha. So there's of course, a big difference between the Raivid and the Rashba. The Raivid holds, even if it's not a shifcha, any guy that comes to your house, if it's in your house, is no problem. If it's in her house, it will be a problem. A shifcha, even in her house, it's going to be a problem, according to the Raivid. According to the Rashba, no, it has to know, is it a shifcha? Is it a maisa avdis? Or is it a maisa hava? So if it's a shifcha, whether it's in your house or in her house, if you own or hire a shifcha to cook you your meals, and she does it in her house, according to the Rashba, there's no problem. There's no problem, because she's a shifcha. She's not doing it out to hava. But according to the Raivid, if it's in her house, I don't care if she's a shifcha. The Paiskim, the Taz, and the Vilna Goyen seem to say that if we have both of these svaras together, the Raivid, which means in your house, in the Yid's house, and the Rashba, that means she's also a shifcha, then there's a big makim to be makel. Like I said, Bizai, the cleaning help, if she's doing something in your house, then there is a big makim to be makel, b'dieved, on bishlakim. However, there are Paiskim that question if you can apply the Rashba's Kula of Shifcha to our modern-day household help. Because our modern-day household help can quit anytime she wants without any repercussions. She can leave the job. So technically, she's not being coerced to do this Maisa. It's not similar to the indentured servants that the Rashba had in his times, in the Rishonim's times, 1,000 years ago. It's different. You know, as far as there are similarities there, it's a little gray area, that Fregen Arav, if you can apply this Heter, b'dieved, if a shifcha a cleaning lady, cooked in your house. Okay, let's move on. Another nafkemina between these two tamen is by a mummer, l'chal shabbosis. Someone who's not from, a fraya person, irreligious, secular man or woman, cooks you a meal. Do you say bishalakim over there? I mean, after all, she's not an akum. But we do find that a mummer, l'chal shabbosis, have dine akum regarding other things, other halachis. So we find the Pesach Tshuva, and Kufid Gimel brings a machlekes achreinim, and it's a big machlekes achreinim. There are big names on both sides of the aisle regarding the shaila, whether or not a not from a person also will be subject to the Isser of Bishlakim. And if you think about it, it should be told in these two tamim. According to the Rashi and the Mishnah, there's al chasnos, there's no chasnos by a yid. Even though he's not from, he's irreligious. She is irreligious. There's no issa to marry her, pashtus. There is a Marie Asad that does tuaif, and Alinezer seems tuaif that there may be an issa l'shchatan bab even by someone who is irreligious, but most of the places don't hold as I, and they hold that there's no issa l'shchatanus, there's no chasnus by a yid who's not from. So according to that, the chayda shouldn't be a problem b'shulakim. But according to the way the Rashi says by us, that is a chashasha meyichlena davatame, she or he might feed you something which is not kosher. So that l'chayra by a mumma l'chal shabbos is, who doesn't have that sensitivity, it's not important to him, kashrus, we have that chashash as well. B'di'evid, Kafachayim says that, being that we're talking about the Rabbanans over here, there's not to be saimach l'kula. Also Chazanish that says that by Tinnik Shanishba, l'kulam won't have a din akum l'gabi this, certainly will have a din Yisrael. So there are poiskim that hold that you can be samech b'di'evid. And so Baruch Hashem, people who are unfortunately Rechmon Aslan challenged with this nesoyin in their own home, have to be samech on that the whole kitchen doesn't become dreif. Okay, let's move on. Another nafkamina would be by factories. L'cheira, if the Isser is al tzchasnus, and there's a factory in China manufacturing my food, how am I going to come to the Kiruv Das, to Ahava, the owner of the factory? I mean, he's on a different continent. I will never see him, he'll never see me. What shaykhs do we have for a relationship over here when we're talking about a factory setting? No. L'maisi, we're going to say leplug. Okay. You'll say leplug over here. But chasnus l'cheira shouldn't apply. But shemei yachlena davatame would apply, because the tarfus certainly will apply even in a factory setting. So that would be a clear enough minute within the two tamim. But we will say leplug, and therefore it would be applied. However, the Isra of Moshe and Igris Moshe, it says a chiddush, that good, if the only reason why we're answering factories is because of a leplug factor, so if we add in another difference, maybe we couldn't have a heter. So he says the difference may be if the machinery used is unique and specific to that industry, and it's designed differently than the normal kalim that you could find in a house. House we use pots and pans, so there are many factories that use big pots and pans, vats. That's not significantly different. But if there's unique machinery which is designed and engineered for a specific process, which is not similar at all to the pots and pans in a Jewish household, in a normal household, then we can say that if the whole Issa factory is out light plug, over here the light plug won't apply because it's not them at all. And there is a sniff, Lefi this, Rav Moshe says, to be makel at certain times, you can have to be makel by factories. There are kashrus agencies that use it at least as a sniff when there are other kulas. Rav Vosner in the Tshuva says that he heard me pikotshe shel chazanish not to rely on these kulas by factories, even though, like we said, there are svaras to be made. Another nafkamina would be, if there's a mashgiach, to make sure that there is no iser being introduced into the food. So according to the tzad of chasnus, doesn't matter. There's still a chash chasnus if you'll make a relationship here. According to the tzad, that Rashi over here says, Shemek lendova tomi l'chayra, there shouldn't be a problem. In fact, the Tzitz Eliezer wants to say, according to the Pischei Tshuva, that brings down Oistrim by Mumr L'chal Shabbos, a fry person, someone who's Machal Shabbos, cooks food for you, there's a big chash, Shemrich Lendava Tomei, and his Asr, Asr B'Shalakim. The Tzitz Eliezer wants a Taina, but if there's a Mashkiach, then L'chayra should be Mutter, because on the Tzad of Chasnus, there's no problem by Mumma L'chal Shabbos. The only problem was Shemrich Lendava Tomei. And that problem's not here because there's a Mashkiach. So in the case of Mashkiach, we don't have to worry that there's a fryer person cooking. However, we had mentioned already that Chalkas Binyamin had explained that the Chshash of Shemrich Lendava Tomei is not so much that he'll introduce Tarfis into this food you're eating now. The Chshash is that through the food and drink, you'll develop a relationship with the Goy. And over the course of your relationship, inadvertently you'll eat something, tell me, or he'll bemaze it, even slip something in throughout the course of your relationship. But it's not so much this particular food that you're eating right now. There's a couple of rayas to that. And if so, then this heter l'chera doesn't apply. Because even if I have mashkiach on this particular food, that's not the biggest chashash on this food. The chashash is over the course of a relationship. Okay, let's move on. So, the Gemara brings two heterim, two main heterim, bishalakim. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Amarav says, Kol ha-nechel k'mei shu chai, ein bei mishum bishalakim. If something is eaten raw, it doesn't require bishal to make it edible, there is no problem with bishalakim. And Pumpadisa masna achi amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Amarav, Kol she'ein ha-nechel ha-shulcha malachim, ein bei mishum bishalakim. If it's not served on Shulchan Malachim, it's not considered Bishalak. Paiskim, the Tosfos, Rebbeinu Tam, says, we might paskim like both the Shinus, Lahakal, if there are any of these mitigating factors, there is no problem Bishalakim. If it's eaten raw, or it's Oila, it's not Oila, Shulchan Malachim. So I'd like to just go through these two factors, explain it a little bit more, and then we'll finish. Okay, nechel chai, eaten raw. No, example, cheese, juices, fruit, honey. They're all eaten raw and doesn't require bishul. There's no problem bishulak. The reason, the Ran says, Ben Nissim, Meiri, says in Mesachtes Beitza, that by nechel chai, ein kan kerev hadas. Something that's nechel chai won't engender this type of friendship. Why not? So the Taz says, the Svara, it's not a machel chashuv. Something that doesn't require bishul, it's not a machel chashuv that we're scared that you're going to get invited over to a guy's house and start a relationship. That's not something you usually invite someone over, I'll bake you an apple. Which is no. That's not a food that's typically a chashuv of food. Rashi, Masechtas Beit Zedav Tazayin, seems to say something else. That if it's Nechel Chai, then the Bishul is a Shvacha Bishul. There's a Chsarin and the Shem Bishul if it was edible before. It means not affecting a significant change. And Bishul Akim, which Chazal were Geizer on, was when the Bishul affects a significant change and it has up as a Shem Bishul. So we find other things in Shulchan Aruch which doesn't have a starker shame bishul, and therefore it's mutter. For example, smoking. If you smoke something, you can make it edible from inedible, still it's not considered bishul akim. Pickling, salting, all of these are not considered bishul akim. Because the semer svar has to be a shame bishul. Some people, some paiskim, want to be mater microwave. If a guy cooks something in a microwave for you, that in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not clear that a microwave has a shem bishul deraisa. Therefore, they want to apply here too, by bishul akim, that it doesn't have a shem bishul, similar to ishun, kvisha, melicha, like we just said, and they'll be matur. And there are places there are indeed matur. However, Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Liashiv, and others say that you can't go bust the gedder of Shabbos of yem bishul akim, even if it doesn't have a din bishul gabi Shabbos. Over here, we will answer it, because over here the Nikud is it a derech bishul or isn't it a derech bishul? Smoking, pickling, and malicha, that's not the standard forms of bishul which Chazal would answer, so it doesn't go in the Gzeir. But if a microwave, it's something that's considered a standard form of bishul, it would answer it here as well. Of course, if we're just rewarming food, which was previously cooked in the microwave, there's not going to be a problem. It was already edible before the guy even touched it. So rewarming in a microwave or even on a pot on a fire, rewarming is not going to be a problem. Stavka if they actually cook it. The other nekudah by nechel chai I wanted to talk about was what happens if it's not nechel chai, it's not eaten raw by itself. But together with something else, it is nechel chai. The mashal that's given in Paiskim is ginger. Ginger apparently is not eaten raw. But if you slice it thinly on a piece of bread, it is indeed eaten. So the Reb Shlomo Egon Shulchan Aruch holds, that's also called nechel chai. That's also not a davar choshev enough to invite someone, because they can eat it without the cooking. There is a masham that holds that onions are considered bishul akim. If a goita is frying onions for you, you're not allowed to eat them because it's bishul akim. And l'chayru, this doesn't stem with this Rav Shlomo Eiger, because Rav Shlomo Eiger says if it's nechal, they davar achar, if with something else it is nechal, then it's not considered bishul akim, it's considered nechal. It's considered nechal chai. So onions are certainly eaten in a vegetable salad, an egg salad, together with something else. You eat raw onions. You may not take a bite out of an onion itself. By itself, that's what Shlomo Eiger. Shlomo Eiger says if it's nechal, deidavar acher, it's also considered a nechal chai, and there isn't an issue. If a goita is browning onions for you, and by mistake you didn't turn on the fire, and she did, l'chayru, there's a smach lahako with the Shlomo Eiger. Okay, now the other heter was Eilah Shulcham Malachim. So Eilah Shulcham Malachim means it has to be a food which is served on a chashuv meal. That's what it means, like a state dinner. Would they ever serve popcorn at a state dinner? Of course not. At a smorgasbord, at a chasana. No, that's not Eilah Shulcham Malachim. It doesn't mean it has to be something that a melech would never eat, because specifically in today's modern times, malachim eat food which are not oilach shulcha malachim. They would snack on, I believe, President Bush's favorite snack was pork rinds. When he entered the Oval Office, he took the pork rinds with him and snacked on them. But they would never serve it at a state dinner. It's a, you know, commoner's food. So that's not the requirement. The requirement is something served at a chashuv meal. Fine. The big question by Eilah Shulcham Malachim, we're going to end with this, is, do you go busser the min, or do you go busser the specifically prepared food? L'mashal, potato chips. Potatoes is clearly Eilah Shulcham Malachim. I mean, they serve it at state dinners. But a potato chip, you won't find at a state dinner. So, do you go buster the potato, the min? That's Eilah Shulcham Malachim, and therefore even potato chips will have problems of bishul akim, which will include wise potato chips, which may have a bishul akim problem. Or do you look at the potato chip itself? Potato chip is not Eilah Shulcham Malachim, and therefore wise potato chips wouldn't have any issues of bishul akim. So this is a shaila attributed to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, which supposedly they say that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held that you go bust of the men, and therefore wise potato chips would have a problem with bishul akim. However, the Tshuvas Chesed Lavram asks a fundamental question. Something, my wife is a good cook, but she's not a professional chef, and her food will not be served on a state dinner. As good as it is, she's not a professional chef. So that will disqualify most things, because it's not Eilah Shulcham Malachim, something prepared in a unprofessional kitchen. So he answers, as long as the food can be saved by this professional chef, you bring it into his kitchen, he'll add the spices, he'll do whatever he has to do, work his magic to present the food properly at a state dinner, it's still Eilah Shulcham Malachim, even though right now it's missing a couple of things. It's still considered Eilah Shulcham Malachim. So, how about vice versa? If something technically could be Eilah Shulcham Malachim, but I prepared it in such a manner that it's completely ruined and it cannot get on the Shulcham Malachim any longer. If I ruined it so much, if I overspiced it, or I happen to like the Mexican, which is very, very spicy foods, which would never go on Eilah Shulcham Malachim, or something in that manner, that's not called Eilah Shulcham Malachim. That's not called Eilah Shulcham Malachim. So if that's the case, then we see clearly that the min is not the qualifier. Because the min is Eilah Shulcham Malachim, just it was prepared in such a manner that it can no longer be saved. It's not Eilah Shulcham Malachim. It's not considered Eilah Shulcham Malachim, and it's no problem bishul akim. And yes, there's two rayas. One raya is some kufyud beis,
rice is clearly oilav shulchan malacha, and there will be a problem bishalakim. But in Kuf Yud Beis, it says that a pas oiris, a rice bread, is not considered oilav shulchan malacha. I mean, pas akim isurim aside, we're saying there's no problem with pas akim. The question is, but how about al bishalakim? The Ramos says it's not oilav shulchan malacha. Here we have clearly the min of oiris, the min of rice, is oilav shulchan malacha. Clearly. But once it changes the form, and in this particular form, it's not oilav shulchan malacha, we say that there's no problem bishalakim. The other raya is from Sif Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Ramos says afunim kluyim, which is roasted peas or chickpeas, roasted chickpeas, is not oilav shulchan malachim, and you're allowed to buy it directly from a goy, provided that there's no kashrus problems. But it's not oilav shulchan malachim, there's no bishlakim problems. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that's dafka if it's kluyim, if it's roasted, but if it's mavushalas, if you cook these chickpeas, it is oilav shulchan malachim. Again, clearly, we see that if the min is oilav shulchan malachim, it doesn't matter. The way it's prepared now, if it's roasted, this chickpeas, then it's considered not oilav shulchan malachim, and mele will be mutter. So lefi this, potato chips, even though the min potatoes are elosh malachim, but being that it's deep fried, there's no such food that's deep fried that's elosh malachim. Rabbi Belsky was mavar that by these chefs, that a professional chef considers a deep fried food as a inferior product, and they would never serve that at a state dinner. They may deep fry it for a second afterwards to give it a texture, but we'd never cook something through the deep frying method and serve it at a state dinner. Therefore, Rebelsky in the Sefer Shulchan Halevi questions this whole premise, questions this whole Shmua from Rabbi Yaakov. He's not sure that Rabbi Yaakov ever said it. They say it also from Shem Rav Moshe. He says he's not sure that Rav Moshe ever said this either, and he's matter it. Other kashrus agencies also are matter it, because from these makairis we find that you don't go bus of the min. It sounds more that you go bus of the food, the way it's prepared specifically. Like everything else, you have to ask a shayla. But that's how Rebelsky comes out in his tshuva, Shulchan Halevi.